A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Pesachim Daf Tzadi, Pesachim 90a, pagination is 179. Starting from the Mishnah, four lines from the bottom. By way of introduction, let's discuss some word definitions. The word Zav refers to a man who has an emission. This is not the regular balkeri of a regular emission of semen. This is an unusual, considered an illness. And the rule of a zav, if it's once or twice, then he has a 7-day period of time designated to become tahar, and he goes to mikvah, and he'll be tahar. If it was 3 times, then in addition to the 7 days, he also has to bring a karban. Another halacha that we need to know about is this comparable case if it would apply to a woman. So in the case of a man, the emission is relatively white in color. In the case of a woman, the emission or the flow is red. When we're dealing with a nida, a regular standard period, so that's the time of her period, ace nidasa, approximately 30 days in cycle. And that flow is going to have allocated to it a 7-day waiting period, and then she can go to mikvah and becomes tahar. If, however, the flow or sighting, the emission, occurred below es nidasa, not at the time of her normal flow, there's an 11-day period allocated for this concept where we're not expecting her period, then at that time it's called a zava. In her case, Shomeres Yom Kineged Yom. She counts 1 day for every day of the emission. If, however, it was a 3-day emission, then she becomes a Zava Gedola and she has to have a 7-day waiting period, mikvah, and a karban. The point of our Mishnah is to try to see how tightly we can squeeze the calendar relationship between the person's becoming tahar and the time that they'll be able to bring the Karban Pesach. And what emerges from this Mishnah, which we'll learn in a moment, is that even though the person is not totally ready to eat from the Karban, but if they're already on track and the expectation is by the night they will be able to eat from the karban, then after they've passed a certain amount of purification process, they could eat, they could shecht the karban. In other words, they could be nimne, they could be included in the shechita of the karban because the expectation is that by the night they'll be ready. Take, for example, a simple case presented by the Rambam in Hilchos Karban Pesach, Perek Vav, the 6th chapter. A person who touched a sheretz, an animal, a rodent, that causes him to have to go to mikvah and wait for nightfall in order to eat kodshim, holy things. So this person, if he goes to mikvah before they do the shechita, then the shechita will work for him. The Karban Pesach allows him to be included because the expectation is that without doing anything unusual, just by waiting for nightfall, he'll be able to eat from the Karban, and therefore he's already on track and he's included. If he does that, he just goes to mikvah and he'll be able to be included. The cases that we're outlining are a little bit more sophisticated. And what we will see is that the cases of Zav and Zava, we're going to try to figure out exactly, precisely, at what point they can be included in the Karban Pesach. The case of Nida, however, is going to be excluded from this delicate reasoning. Once she becomes truly Tahar, she can be included, but before that, no. And the difference is that a Zav and a Zava are able to do their Tevila during the day. So there's a day where they're not yet Tahar, but they're on standby to be Ma'ariv Shemesh, to go through the nightfall without doing anything further. The Nida, however, is Tevilasa Balayla. She doesn't go to mikvah until the night. And therefore, there's no case where she went to mikvah and was just waiting for nightfall. The Nida has to go to Tevila at night after the 7 days are completed. The Mishnah says, Zav Shara Shtei Re'ios. A Zav that saw up to 2 sightings of this emission. Shochtin alav b'shvi'i. It's possible to shecht the Karban Pesach with him being included on his 7th day of the count. And the way that would be done is if he goes to mikvah and then they do the shechita after he went to mikvah, since he was just waiting for Harev Shemesh, for nightfall, he's good to go, so to speak, even though he's not truly Tahar yet. If this would not be available to him, he would get bumped to Pesach Sheni because he wasn't Tahar at the time of the Karban Pesach. Ra'a Shalosh, if the Zav saw 3 sightings, Shochtin Alav Bishmini Shalo, then we would only be able to shecht for him on his 8th day because he has to bring his Karban first. Shomeres Yom Kineged Yom, in the case of a woman who had an emission, again, this is different. The man's was basically white, the woman's is red, but the woman is seeing 1 day, so her halacha is different. She does not automatically get a 7-day period of purification. Instead, it's 1 day for 1 day. Shochtin Allah b'sheni shalah. Already on her 2nd day of the count, you could do the shechita. She just has to go to mikvah first. Ruasa shnei yamim, if she saw for 2 days during this 11-day period, that's not eis nidasa, not the normal time for her menstrual period. So it's called a siding of zava status. And shechtin Allah b'shlishi. On the 3rd day, she would be eligible to go to mikvah and be included. V'hazava, but if she's a zava gedola, she had 3 sightings, shochtin alea bashmini, then she gets a 7-day assignment for purification. She has to go to mikvah and she has to bring a karban, and therefore it's not until the 8th day that she would be eligible to be included in the Karban Pesach. Interestingly, what we learn is that you could bring the Karbanos of the Zav and the Zava after the Karban Pesach is brought. In other words, we bring the Tamid Shalbeinu Arbayim, what's called the evening daily Karban, and after that is the Karban Pesach, and normally we would not bring any individual Karbanos after the Tamid Shalbeinu Arbayim, but in this case, Mechusar Kippurim, in order to give the person their atonement and be able to bring the Karban Pesach, there's a special allowance that we can bring their Karban of Zav or Zava after the Karban Pesach. The Rambam tells us that in order to be included in the Karban Pesach, it has to be Sheyimsiru Karbanosehem B'yad Bezdin. They have to already give the Karban. It has to be ready. The Karban that they want to bring to finalize their purification has to already be handed over to Bezdin, so that there's no question that they're going to be bringing the Karban. And then we can rest assured that they're on track. And if so, they can be included in the Korban Pesach. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.